woke up, couple daddies from the club dealing with the tag over.
Jesus. Sorry, bro, guy. The people you may know on Facebook be wildin'.
Sorry, run it back, run it back, run it back. Just run it again, just run it again. Just woke up, couple daddies from the club dealing with the tag over. Yeah, shit. Hey. Well, hello. Welcome, everybody, to another week of Beautiful Music Breakdowns. Today, we're going to take a stroll back in time, and we're going to go to the critically acclaimed Marshall Mathers LP. Please listen close as we dissect this beautiful album. Jesus. We're going to look at the song and the lyrics of I'm Back, everybody. I'm back.
I'm back.
In the third verse, towards the end half, he says, so I just throw up a middle finger and let it linger. Longer than the rumor that I was sticking it to Christina. Because if I ever stuck it to any singer in showbiz, it'd be Jennifer Lopez. And Puffy, you know this. I'm sorry, Puff, but I don't give a fuck. If this chick was my own mother, I'd still fuck her with no rubber. And come inside her and have a son and a new brother. At the same time. And just say that it ain't mine. What's my name? Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week on this beautiful...
Stupid.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hangover Podcast. I am your host, Trey, a.k.a. Walter White, a.k.a. all week I have been testing the integrity of Average Joe's blood pressure medication.
Just fucking poking, bro. It's like, Sean, we need you to come back around, son. For real. Ever since you've been gone, Scott just like...
Need somebody to bully.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm glad you finally said the B word.
Hey, here we are, man. This year in 2024 is going to be a year of growth, and that is what I'm aiming for.
You're going to need next year because you literally just said about how you haven't grown. Like, if anything, you're reverting back to your old ways.
You know
just
what? We're
not
listening to any of this. Sitting across from me, as always, is Takeoff Music's very own Mr. TRTL. Huh. And then sitting to my right, we have the obnoxious. The
you ain't
man
gotta do
that,
all that. Don't worry. I don't want nothing from you, bro.
The man that only drinks Evan Williams. He wears shorts of a man that barely cracked the top five goats. He wears sandals everywhere. And he doesn't even watch good television that he doesn't get off the couch for.
When have you ever wear me
some Average Joe, ladies and gentlemen.
When you ever have seen me wear sandals, bro? When?
He said he was gay, so what?
Facts. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Him too. How was everybody's week? Yeah, man. I don't know what happened, but my boss had like this random great idea that he needed me to work 10 to 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And God damn it, does that shift suck. I don't know
you
why.
You know, it would be better if one of us asked the how was your week question. Because you're the only one that ever has an answer.
Well, I give it to the floor first. And I go, hey, how was you guys' week? You know. Okay, fuck it. I'll tell you all about my week.
Apparently, all I do is sit on the couch, drink Evan Williams, and
all you fucking do. That's all you fucking do. I've never been more angry at another person's lazy. And why is it? It's jealousy. It's jealousy. That's all it is.
I ain't say it was jealousy. I was just saying you hating.
I'm saying it's jealousy. And I'm hating.
Oh, I didn't know that was true.
I get up at fucking 6 a.m. to go drop off the kid and go to my job. And then I look over and he's still playing video games. I left him last night playing video games. And he's like, oh, shit, it's 6 a.m.? I'm not done yet. I'll go to bed in an hour. fuck it, I have nothing to do.
Did I have sex with his ex old lady and have a kid with her?
Or, nope.
Did
no.
Did I go sign up for the job that he has?
Sir.
And I gotta get up that early?
Sir. Nope. No one is saying you're in the wrong.
Joe, no.
And no one is saying that I blame you for your life. I just hate that you live it. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it's really hard to tell the difference.
Because I'm like, man, I don't want to fucking finish playing Harry Potter. How about you guys? Anything going on?
Nah, B.
Damn.
Nothing. Life is shit. There's nothing going on in my life. It is a swirling whirlpool of nothing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's what you wanted to hear?
Yeah.
That's what you wanted.
Got any cruises coming up? You got any cruise or anything going on?
Nope. Just sit in the corner with a flickering light bulb and just stare at the wall. You know, just waiting for something to happen.
Anything at all.
Someone's a big fat bitch. So, Joe, we're going to have an intervention this episode.
For who?
For you. What's your goal? What's your goal in life?
My goal in
life? Yeah, what you want to do? Where do you want to travel? Where do you want to go on vacation? Where do you just lay on the couch? Where do you want to? Where do you see yourself?
Apparently, I do that too much for your liking.
Do you not like to travel?
I do it all the time.
Do you not like to?
Yeah, it's cool.
Do you not like going on vacation? Like when a friend invites you on vacation? Like just an example.
I already don't like what
completely
it's
not rooted in anything.
Yeah,
just curiosity.
It just has to be something that I know I'll enjoy the entire time.
Right.
Which is going somewhere and just relaxing.
So you're
like,
more of
like, I wouldn't mind going and like, you know, like doing, because I still haven't went ziplining yet.
That sounds relaxing?
Well, that's why I say relax, but not the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Like I'll go out and do stuff like ziplining. I still want to go snowboarding.
I heard it was lit.
I want to go do the Grand Canyon swing.
I thought you were gonna say I want to go do the crank that Soulja Boy like, on the top of Mount Everest.
No,
you want to go see the Grand Canyon?
I want to do the Grand Canyon swing.
Swing, gotcha. Yeah.
Which everyone I've ever asked that question, they'd be like, "You got me fucked up." You ever seen it?
Because no,
of course I've seen it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I painted a big fuck that right on top of it.
Negative. Not happening.
Yeah,
sir. There's roller coasters I won't get on because I fear death.
Well, I didn't ask you if you would get on. I just asked if you seen it.
No,
I already knew the answer.
No, so okay, all right, yeah.
Oh, okay. As long as we were clear.
Yeah.
There were roller coasters at a theme park that have so many safety parameters in place. It is almost impossible to die on them, and I'm still not getting on that fucking thing.
This was a 0.001% chance, huh?
Nah, barely. Barely.
No, I'm saying like something can go wrong.
Dog, I watched Titanic when I was a kid. Anything.
That's right. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I get it, but it's like I'm about to be on this bitch.
But then I let loose a spider.
I'm still gonna be like this, but like.
That's why Turtle gets me with the want to go on cruises every year, because I'm like, I've seen Titanic.
And cruises are cool. It's just. Like I said, I drink a lot, and when that bitch go do like this, it's probably moving more in my head than it actually is, so I'm just like, this wasn't a great idea.
Nah, that bitch is 100% moving exactly how you expect
it. And there lies the problem.
When you standing there peeing, and all of a sudden you like this and that bitch.
Yeah. And then when I went on it, it's like I'm thinking like, yo, if I was in my room right now, like, my view would probably be like of like the ocean. You know what I mean? The boat's probably leaning that much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to think like that, but that's how my mind is. It's just like, it's kind of like that roller coaster, the one that swings back and forth and just gets higher and higher. And eventually, this bitch is going to just going to keep going.
Well, that's like, I think one of my, like, I was going to say toxic traits, but like, I think one of my dumbest traits is that I'm scrolling through, like, just going down the rabbit hole of YouTube, and I always eventually land on a video that I'm like, this will unlock a phobia. Don't watch it.
Right.
And then I do. Like, there was nothing this week that said, Scott, you know what you should do? Go watch all the flight simulations of 9/11. Mm-hmm. And see exactly, like, what it looked like from inside the plane while those planes were barreling towards national... You didn't need to do that.
Right.
And now the thought of getting on a plane scares the shit out of me because I'm like, I have to learn some form of karate in case they try to take over the plane. And then they had another one. It was like some...
Just go watch a Steven Seagal movie.
It was some flight from Brazil to Paris. I think it happened a couple of years ago. They had three pilots on board. All three of them did the opposite of what you're supposed to do in an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. And the plane literally just went from 35,000 feet to the ocean in less than 3 minutes. And everybody's dead. Everybody's dead. Everybody's dead. And now I'm like, that could be me. Flying to Orlando. Now we're in the Gulf of Mexico. Like, now I have to drive to Orlando. Like, just can't.
A vacation's a vacation, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know why everybody automatically thinks, like, the defense for terrorism on a plane is being able to fight back. Like, no, you just got to be able to convince the nigga next to you to fight back. Because he going to catch that L first, and then all you got to do is come from behind.
Now Boom. You gauge it. Now yeah. you can gauge it.
Exactly.
He gets the ass whooping first, and you're like, okay, this dude can fight.
Right.
He threw one lucky punch. Or, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's got a knife.
Or they end up in a tussle, and you just tackle the both of them. Yeah. Now you got a human shield. So if he has anything, it's not going to get you.
Yeah.
You know, you're good.
Okay. I like the way you think.
You know what I'm saying?
I just got to convince
you. You got to sacrifice one to save thousands. Mm.
One flight that I was on, the woman sitting next to me was
holding... You're getting no calls from me.
The one flight that I was on, the woman that was sitting next to me had, like, her three-month-old on her lap. Uh-huh. And I'm just picturing in my head, like, let me hold the child, and you go fuck him up. Like, give me the baby. Give me the baby.
I know you got that mom strength. Come on.
Or...
Throw the child.
Oh, God.
Throw the child.
Sir, I have a child.
Distraction.
Distraction. Pocket baby.
Gun compartment.
Like, the terrorist is not going to catch the baby. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you have to think. No human being is wired to just let it.
Yeah,
like, somebody throw you something gross.
It'll fuck you up. You ninja fruit that motherfucking shit.
And then you just look.
She threw it.
And then you just look at everybody around you. It's over, guys. We're dead.
They're assassins and terrorists.
Use your credit card. Call your families. It's over.
Oh.
We're going to end up on a no-fly list. Watch. They throw babies.
Not the fruit slice, though.
Oh, my God.
Like an anime samurai.
What?
And don't even break eye contact. Just baby blood all over his face now.
And a pacifier.
he caught the pacifier.
He's just hitting that bitch like...
He gonna kill all of us. We're all gonna die.
Actually, just breathe soft. Breathe soft now on everybody.
Holy shit. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I have, like, this, what's the word? Like, unhealthy fear of polar bears.
Why?
For no reason. I watched one too many videos.
When the fuck are you going to see a polar bear?
Exactly. I mean, look, does one, like, really need to watch a video to be afraid of a bear, period?
Well, like, I think...
See, shit like me and Joe scared of. Joe's scared of spiders. I'm scared of spiders, but not as bad as he is. And I'm scared of snakes. We can
white
see
people.
That shit. You
it's
know what
white
I'm saying?
People thing.
Anywhere. You know? Especially where we live. You never gonna see a polar bear.
Bro, maybe I want to go to Antarctica one day.
Bro gonna go somewhere way up north one day. He's gonna be like,
I knew this day would
called
come.
Called it. Yeah.
knew this day would come.
You're going to be asking the person that's like right outside the airport. You're going to be like, yo, he was like, so where are the polar bears that are around?
so I can avoid that area.
No. I know what to do if I see one. Just like.
No. No, I don't. That's why I have an irrational fear of them. Dude said if
so
it's.
So wait, in the videos you watch, like what.
Just talking about what murder machines they are.
Oh.
Yeah. Like the saying goes, if it's black, fight back.
If it's brown, lay down.
If it's white, get right with God because you're going to meet him very soon.
If it's black, fight back. Sir, no.
Nah, black bear is only about the size of Scott when it's full grown.
Well, not even just that, but like their energy.
This is me going on my news. If
you run, they're going to chase you. That's the idea. They don't actually mean
fight back.
Fight. They just mean make yourself big. Ah, motherfucker. And like black bears are more likely to be like, oh, fuck.
Shit.
And run away. Brown bears.
Yogi the bear ass niggas.
Brown bears are more likely to be like.
Oh, no, boo boo.
Brown bears are more likely to like. They'll get bored and leave you alone if they think you're dead. So you lay down. And then they'll come around, they'll sniff at you, they'll probably paw at you a little bit. But the idea is they'll get bored and leave. Polar bears can smell up to like 3 miles away. Mm-hmm. So by the time you see them, you're already dead.
Yo, are they that fast?
They're that fast. And they, like, if they smell you, they're coming in your direction. You can't outrun them. You can't outswim them. You can't play dead. You can't fight back. You're just going to die.
Yo, it's so fucked up that like guy would make a creature that big and that fast.
It's like a hippopotamus.
You know what?
They're fast.
When we were smart enough. But we were smart enough to make something small, compact, and just as fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, three
in the head, and that bitch gonna lay down like a hoe and
chill. Yep.
One way
or the
other.
Fuck her. Make myself big.
Well, the idea is if you don't have a firearm, this is what you do.
Oh, okay.
Because.
Now, I'm about to take these shoes off.
AKA, that polar bear called me lacking. Hey. So now I'm here, God.
Joe, what do you
mean I can't get in?
Joe, what are you doing? You can't outrun a bear. I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you.
We just talked about this on the plane. You throw the baby.
God damn it. All right, I guess whatever. Let's see if we're off to a great start. Let's see if we have any.
Sound like a hoe in church, boy. It's
Top Fans. Yes, Lord. Top Fans. If you ain't on this list, you can suck our penises.
Respectfully.
But respectfully, you can suck our penises. All right.
With consent.
With consent, of course. On an 18-month... Oh, shit. Never mind. On an 18-month streak, we have Mr. Jess and Jeffrey.
Facebook really not going to fix that shit, huh?
They not going to do it. Now they do streaks. So, like, everything got reset.
Is it Snapchat?
Everything's reset, and you only get how long you go from this point forward.
That's what she said.
You heard? And then for 6 months, we have Mr. Devin Whitmore. And then for 5 months, my guy, Mr. Danny L. for the saga. And then for 2 months, our friend, Mr. Joshua Payne. And then we have DJ Obi-Wan, Mr. Matthew Lazaro, Mr. Keaton Goldchuck, and Larry Frederick.
No.
Man, he about to be. Joe, tell a story.
Now, boy. I ain't got no story.
Turtle tell story.
Shit, this one time, right? All right, so boom. Look, check it out.
Okay.
Just like that.
Okay.
Give it up for yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't need to sell one now, man. Fuck. All right, let's see if we have any voicemails. Voicemails.
Barry Low. Oh. I was going for the Barry Manilow, y'all, but here.
I am playing with my pussy. Damn, son, where did you find Too Low?
Too Low.
Damn, son.
I do.
All right.
She never gave me all this power.
Here we
are. I'm a god.
Jesus. The way he looked at me, y'all.
Sound like a Mortal Kombat villain.
All right.
Just so y'all know, this is some bullshit, but you know what? I'm a professional. I'm going to adjust. We're going to move on. As I was saying, what it do, Hangover Crew? How y'all doing this week? Hope y'all feeling okay. As for me personally, I am parked outside Berman Stadium. We are here for the Beat the Leap High School Battle of the Bands. Funny story, my son is not performing tonight. He just wanted to come see some other bands, and he got a free ticket. So he's inside watching the show, and I am parked outside the South End Zone getting drunk watching the exact same show for free. So,
hey.
Shout out to JD for coming through last week. I wish he was there now so I could hear his response to what I'm about to ask you guys. The Rankin County Goon Squad, as they are called, got their sentences this week. If you don't know who they are, Scott, do the fucking research. You ain't doing shit else. But yeah, they got their sentences between 10 and 40 years. Now, me personally, 40 years in Gen Pop for a cop who racially profiled, sexually assaulted, and attempted to murder a guy. I'm pretty good with that, but what do you think about the sentences? Were they too light? Were they too heavy? Well, you tell me. Secondly, Shohei Ohtani, his interpreter, got him out of about $4.2 million, apparently, in gambling debts that Shohei found out about at a team meeting in which it was brought to light that it was going to be a story about gambling and his name might come up. So, yeah, he's kind of peeved about that. And lastly, with March Madness upon us now, what do you think will be the more compelling story? LSU, South Carolina going back at it for the Natty, or Caitlin Clark winning her national championship after having to vanquish one or both of those? I don't know. I kind of want to see that beef, but what do y'all think? Let me know. Peace.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fales, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait, I thought we were going to say that together.
No, on The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
Gentlemen.
Caitlin Clark all day.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Caitlin Clark all fucking day.
Any particular reason?
Because that chick is a fucking animal, you hear
I think
me?
She deserves it after the taking an L to LSU last year. You know what I'm saying? I think she deserves, you know, that comeback.
Yeah.
Right before she goes, because I feel like she's going to shoot for the league after this year.
Okay. So
I feel like this would be a good, you know, topper on her college career, because she's had a fucking hell of a career.
Yeah.
Hell of a career. A beast, dog. Like, next level.
Respect to her, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm not even about to sit here and pretend like I watch, like, women's sports period.
Nobody does.
Yeah, I see more highlights than I do actually.
Right, right. Not out of disrespect, just, you know.
It's just not my vibe.
So. Yeah. And also, I haven't watched, like, any sports at all since the Super Bowl. I can't stomach it right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't take nothing right now. Sports related.
It's all right. It's all right.
No, it's not. But.
Sorry.
She didn't fall off after that loss to LSU last year. I've still heard way more about this chick. Like, she came back this year, broke fucking, like, legends records and shit like that. And as far as, like,
since you brought up the LSU and, you know, South Carolina shit, like, I haven't really, I mean, I hear Reese's name, but I don't, not like Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is out here fucking dogging people. You know what I'm saying? Like, this whole pull up from, like, NBA.
You see, you know, Andre Reese more in a, like, a celebrity, like, than you do the
baller.
Like,
right, right. Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely think Caitlin Clark, like, give her her roses and her championship.
Facts. 100%.
What else?
Oh, we're still going. There was there was something else he mentioned. What was he talking
something
about?
Something about somebody got somebody out of gambling debts.
$4.2 million, apparently, in gambling debts that Shohei found out about at a team meeting in which it was brought to light that it was going to be a story about gambling and his name might come up. So, yeah.
Y'all know anything about that?
Nah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Shout out to anybody who's...
This week, if you don't know who they...
Sorry.
I was saying, shout out to anybody who can get anybody out of that kind of gambling debt.
Yeah, $4.2 million. You just a translator?
What? Jeez. My God. The fuck?
What the fuck did you tell him, people?
Whose dick did you suck?
Then don't worry, I got it.
I, like, yeah, like, bro, I got blackmail on a nigga that's accusing you. Like, you good?
Do y'all gamble at all? Like, I'll actually gamble?
Like, go places to gamble?
I play sports bets.
Sports betting?
Yeah,
that's about it. Yeah. Dude. I don't like the casino.
No. Nah?
Like, I feel better losing $20 in sports bets than I do $20 at the casino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens a lot slower if it does.
Like I said, man, I think one of no, it wasn't the last time, but like one of the last times I really, and I say really, gambled at a casino. I went there with Sean. We walked inside. I pulled out $60 and I said, look, I'm going to play this 60 and then we're going to leave. That's it. He was like, all right, cool. I said, all right, I'm going to go hit the roulette table. You go run and grab us a couple of drinks. Come on back. And we'll get the night going.
He everybody went and got the at drinks. This point of the story and already said you full of shit.
Facts.
He went and got the drinks, came back to the table. I said, "All right, you ready?" And he was like, "Ready for what?" I'm like, "I lost the 60."
Damn.
I totally get how gambling addiction happens because I like you lose that 60 and you like, I gotta get it back. I gotta get it back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so then you go pull out another 60. Yeah. And then you're like, now I've lost 120.
Nah, bro. My favorite casino story you got, tell them about the ATM machine.
Oh, shit.
It's been years. You could talk about it.
Is that legal? Like, can you tell us?
I didn't do nothing.
It's like a statute of limitations.
I didn't do nothing. You know what I mean?
You technically didn't.
Technically. I kind of did.
I wanted to go to that bitch, boy.
Man, so me and a couple of friends, I ain't gonna throw nobody under the bus. We went to, nobody in this room, we went to a casino in the city. And per usual, I lost my money. But the night, like, was going, like, we were there for a few hours before, like, I finally just broke and was done. And, like, went to my friends and was just like, yeah, like, I'm done. I ran out of money. But they were still up. So they were like, we can't leave yet. Like, we're still doing really good, which is when you're supposed to leave.
Right.
You're really up.
Yeah.
The night was still young, so I was like, all right, fuck it, whatever. So my friend looks at me, being the cool guy that he is. He hands me his credit or his debit card, and he goes, hey, just go run to the ATM, pull yourself out $40 and just play the 40, but play it safe so we can stretch it out. I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Right.
So I go to the ATM, type in his PIN, hit 40, look down, and there's $200 bills sitting in the cash withdrawal. And I was like, interesting. So... Yeah, right. So I took the 200, put it in my pocket, wipe his debit card, put it back in the machine, and just to see, hit 20 again. And another 100 popped out. And I went, okay, all right.
About to clean this nigga bank account.
So, took out his debit card, took the money, put it in my pocket. I walked over to him and I said, hey, yo, let's get out of here. And he was like, what? Why? And I was like, because we're done. And he was like, what do you mean we're done? Like, I'm still up. I said, hey, we're done. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, just go get more money. And I was like, I did. And I won. So let's get the fuck out of here.
I found the coolest machine in this bitch.
Like almost that moment where he was like, what, you won on blackjack? No, I played the ATM. And I won, sir. Like, to the point where, like, I called my mom. And I was like, Ma, look, listen. Transfer your entire bank account to me. Like, and you know, like, I don't care who you are, that is not easy to convince anybody.
No, nah, right. It's not like trying to pay your own ransom.
Bro, just trust me.
Right.
Like, imagine me calling you and be like, Turtle, just transfer all your money to me right now.
It's like Scott done got to another pyramid.
Right. Got to another, bro, I'm about to make us rich, bro. I can't lose. You playing blackjack? No, I'm playing the ATM, and I'm winning. But then I literally called my mom and was like, just please, Mom, listen, I can't tell you or you're in on it. I'm like, just transfer me your money. And finally she was like, Scott, I'm not sending you nothing until you tell me what the fuck. And then I finally broke down and I told her. And she was like, Scott, you fucking idiot. She was like, somebody, because she used to work for banks, she was like, somebody filled the ATM and put $100 bills in the 20 slot. Mm. And she's like, it doesn't work like that. Like, you don't get $300. And then they just go, oops, no problem. They're going to find their issue and they're going to charge you for it, especially because you didn't say anything. Like,
right.
That's a moral thing at that point. Like, you're supposed to come forward and just be like, hey, your machine's spitting out all of this money. And then they make it right, and then you have no problems.
Do I get a reward?
But now it's like, you didn't say nothing to us, so we're going to charge you the amount.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they never did. So so we won. And I was just like, but then I'm looking at my friend like, I'm going to just keep the $40 you gave me. Let's just keep that. I'll just keep it. I'll pay you back. Look, you know what? I'm going to go, let me go break this 100. I'll give you 20s back. No problem. They never did charge him, or at least to my knowledge. Like, he never said nothing to me. So,
right.
But yeah, that was the best day at the casino ever. Came out on top.
Yeah.
Win's a win. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Yeah, I don't put my money into machines like that. Well, I'm lying. If I go to a casino, like, I'm going there with one intention only, and that's to get fucking hammered. But I'm going to go sit at the bar, pay the machines they got at the bar, and I'm going to play, I'm going to put, like, a 20 in that bitch, and I'm going to play.
Lose it in 10 minutes.
Oh, but my tab, my drinking tab, if you was to put that on there, oh, that's like $100.
Like, I'm paying penny slots right now.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm just. Like, and, like, there's times I'll win. So, like, I'm still here just hitting this bitch, getting hammered. But that's the only time I do that. Other than that, like, I'm putting my money in my own hands. Like, I'm going to play, like, Hold'em or some shit like that. I don't even play blackjack at the casinos because it's like, if somebody else at this table tell me something about me fucking their money up, I'm a tweak out.
Now, like, I'll play roulette just, like, because I don't know. Like, roulette's just my favorite. Because I could sit there and just be like, all right, it doesn't hit.
I feel like 100 on black is the easiest bet you can make.
Usually that's the way to start. Like, you first walk up to the table, you throw your money on 50-50. First night, or 1 to 18, 19-36, black, red, even, odd. You play it like that, and then once you start to make a little extra, you put all your extra to the side. This is what I want already. And then you go, I'll kick it up a notch. Thirds, you know what I'm saying? And that's how I usually play it. And oh, lost, I'm gonna go back to 50-50.
Right.
I'll just play it like that. What the fuck else were you talking about, Dorian?
Fuck watching the exact same show for free, so yay me. Shout out to JD for coming through last week. I wish he was there now so I could hear his response to what I'm about to ask you guys. The Rankin County Goon Squad, as they are called, got their sentences this week. If you don't know who they are, Scott, do the fucking research. You ain't doing shit else.
I'm on it.
But yeah, they got their sentences between 10 and 40 years. Now, me personally, 40 years in Gen Pop for a cop who racially profiled, sexually assaulted, and attempted to murder a guy. I'm pretty good with that. But what do you think about?
All right. So, Mississippi officer sentenced to 40 years in racially charged torture cases. Never looks good if they got to put torture in the name of it.
Absolutely not.
Let's see. Law enforcement officer who pled guilty to torturing two black men was sentenced to 40 years in prison as accounts of the horrifying brutality of a self-styled goon squad. A judge imposed the harshest sentence so far on Rankin County Sheriff's deputy, saying he committed the most shocking, brutal, and cruel acts imaginable. Details of a nightmare of racially motivated beatings, torture, sexual assaults, and even a mock execution for a second day as victims came face to face with their tormentors. And da, 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 atrocious acts of pure hell. The emotional sentencing hearing Wednesday, blah, 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 blah. And yeah. So, I mean, used tasers on them after they'd already been handcuffed, beat them with various objects, and then shot Jenkins in the mouth. Whew. I don't.
What he said the sentence was?
40 years.
With a possibility of probation or no probation?
Either is not acceptable to me.
What would be acceptable to you?
Torture.
Unfortunately.
Well, I'm saying, like, I
like,
know it's...
Give
I know
them the needle, but in the wrong order. Fuck his whole shit up.
It's just 40 years in prison. That's all it's saying right here. And this is for one of them. I don't know about the other ones.
That's trash.
Take him to Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
This is where your last meal is. Yeah. Oh, they're closed.
Yeah. Find out if he's like pro-vaccination. If he's not, give it to him. Make him wear a Joe Biden hat.
Give him a pair of headphones and then cut it.
Hey, yo, that just pissed me off.
You know what I mean? Nah, but for real, though, they should, like, bring some of that shit back from the old days, bro. Like, I'm currently watching a show where, like, they were trying to get information out of a dude. Well, rightfully so, like, he's part of the Roman soldiers or whatever like that. They caught that nigga. And they, like, hung him up like this. And your boy's asking him some questions. He's been a hard ass, of course. Your boy took the knife, cut a rectangle in his skin and peeled that bitch off.
Ooh.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, crime would go down. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, like, I've watched and I've listened to, like,
that same feeling I had when I watched it, though. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. To me, that's like the episode of Sons of Anarchy when the dude doesn't get the tattoo removed off his back.
Yeah, and he burn that bitch off.
Fire a knife. Fire, and then they burn that bitch off his fucking back.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's not a thing no more, but it's
no,
like...
No, because the thing with America is we're the moral leaders of the world. If we let shit fly, a bunch of other countries are going to let shit fly. Where's the line? Where do we stop doing blah, 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 fucking blah? I think at certain points, we got to make an example out of you, bro. Like,
yeah.
I talked about on Larry's podcast, it's like... Like, you throw one child molester off a building, kid fucking goes down. Like, if you know that that's what you're going to get, like, we'll get to the Nickelodeon shit in a second.
That's still too quick, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I said a building. Like, Larry and Brian said that they should just get shot in the back of the head or something. I'm like, nah, it's too quick. I want you to be afraid before you die.
Yeah, so, I want you to die of a heart attack before you even hit the ground. Right. Like, right.
Splat. Like, because, yeah, I don't know. It's like, I get the idea of we can't do shit like that because we have to be the moral leaders. But then at the same time, I feel like in certain situations, you should have to sit and watch as we take a hot blade and slowly, like butter, cut your balls off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I don't. Because for one, like, I've heard so many people that, like, work for the system. And like, bro, like, the justice system is so fucked. And, like, hearing it from, like, certain people like that, I'm just like, wow, this is a really fucked up system. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, and then, like, let's say something like that happens to, like, somebody's family member. And then, like, all they get is locked up or the death penalty. To me, that still wouldn't be enough or justice. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, I'm, because you could probably, if it's quick or, like, you just rotting in jail, you still probably sitting there with a smile on your face because you thought about the consequences.
Right.
I know you did.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, you didn't think about, like, just getting cut, like.
The 100 cuts.
Like
the Chinese
You didn't think
torture.
About getting, like, 2 cuts every 5 hours on your body and you just sitting there with it.
Yeah.
Bleeding the fuck out.
Yeah, slowly. Like, if you think about shit like that, I guarantee you think twice about some of this dumb shit that you do.
Facts.
Yeah. Because, like, they talk about the type of shit where it's just, like, you know, like, with prison, like, with the prison reform and, like, everything else. And it's, like, or harsher punishments for, like, worse offenders. And it's, like, well, what do? You can't double put them in jail. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I also love, like, whenever you see, like, a serial killer or something, and it's, like, he got 47 life sentences plus 217 years. He's going to die at the same time he was, no matter what.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, all of that extra time you added on literally did nothing, to my knowledge.
Right.
Like, you got 500 years in prison, buddy. Okay, well, I'm 60 years old. I'll be dead in 15.
Right.
Like.
Thank you. Like.
Right. Like,
now I have a nursing home.
Like, have y'all ever. I didn't really get. Yeah, 3 hots and a cot, bro. Like,
yeah.
But I didn't really get to, like, talk about it on Larry's podcast, like, at all. But did y'all ever hear the Toy Box Killer?
No.
Heinous motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Got sentenced to life in prison, died 3 months after sentencing. He had cancer.
Scott, so how come
white people?
Ooh, it cut me out. You people.
Us people. Meaning
always try
quats.
To take the title for serial killers when the greatest of them all was a black man.
Who was the greatest?
This dude, he was Sam something.
Not a war criminal.
No.
Okay.
Not a war criminal.
Because I
know
the.
He's an actual serial killer. Killed like 47 women.
Sir.
And men over like a 20-something year span.
Sir.
Stop and that's it. Probably what they couldn't find out.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a thing.
Samuel Little.
Mm-hmm.
Killed. All right. Samuel Little was an American.
Let the white people out. let the white people out.
Nah, fuck that. We got goats and everything.
All right, get your shit on, dog.
Samuel Little was an American serial killer who confessed to murdering 93 people, nearly all women between 1970 and 2005. The FBI's Violent Criminal Apprehension Program has confirmed Little's involvement in at least 60 of the 93 confessed murders, the largest number of confirmed victims for any serial killer in United States history.
Damn.
Now look up Gary Ridgway.
Damn.
Now look up Gary Ridgway.
So did they catch him or he just like came out and like said he did that shit?
I'm assuming they he came out and said he did that shit.
Can't lose such y'all like rock like that. Like I can get my rocks off.
Convicted of 48 separate murders. Those are rookie numbers. Those are rookie numbers. You know what I'm saying? And how long?
Confess.
Only 10 years? Come on.
Yeah. 10 years.
It says between the early 1980s and the late 1990s.
Oh, I thought you meant like his prison sentence. I'm like, no. Sir.
No. He has 49 life sentences.
See, that don't make no sense to me.
So the dude you talking about, he's LeBron.
No, he's Kobe.
No, fuck you. No, he's LeBron. No, he been in the league 30 years, and it took him that long to reach the Kobes and the Jordans.
Yeah.
And still don't have as many rings.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, yeah, black people are the worst people on the planet. Like, you heard it here first.
Clipping it.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's going to be a gift.
Black people are the worst people on the planet. Oh, Christ. But yeah, I think that's where my like frustration comes in. Is it's like my best friend was murdered. Completely carelessly, like just fucking, yeah. And it's like now dude is rotting in prison. Is that enough?
No. Mm-mm. Give me 5 minutes and a shiv.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all I need.
Nah, you can keep him in the same room. You can keep him in the same room, keep the camera rolling and everything. Just be like, yo, just do your thing.
Bet.
Like,
I'm gonna need you to rig some shit in the ceiling real quick. For what? Don't worry about it. Just watch. Hang that nigga upside down, and when he get ready to pass out, put water on. And he's just gonna like go to sleep and wake up. Go to sleep and wake up. You know what I'm saying?
And once his face is purple, he slit his neck. Watch him bleed out like a
Larry hot Nassar.
Head. Yeah, dude, that shit from the back. That shit gonna fall in your fucking face.
I know he was fucking niggas in here. I know he was.
but Larry Nassar, he was the one that was convicted. He was a part of the gymnast scandal. He was convicted for molesting a bunch of female gymnasts while he was their coach. Mm-hmm. Trial gets done. They're doing the victim impact statements. They're letting people come up, and victims are allowed to, you know, basically tell the judge, like, this is how what he did affected us. Please give him the max sentence possible. The judge will hear that. I don't know how much of this you already know. All right, so the judge will hear that, and then they'll be like, okay, you've convinced me that you were so affected, like, you, Joe, were so affected by this, this piece of shit deserves to go in prison for the max. As opposed to nobody comes forward, and he goes, okay, 29 people, this, that, that, that. Okay, well, 10 years. You know, like, you actually appeal to the judge's sympathies. Well, two of the girls' dad goes up there. They have it on video. Dad looks at the judge and goes, you son of a bitch. And immediately the judge is like, sir, please, like, you're in a courtroom. I can't imagine how you feel right now. But let's just not use profanity. And he goes, okay, I would just ask, as part of his sentencing, you give me 10 minutes alone in a room with that man. And the judge goes, and like you hear people snickering like in the crowd. And the judge kind of like giggles to herself. And she's like, well, sir, you know, and he was like, yes or no. And she goes, no, sir, I'm not going to be able to do that. Would you give me 5 minutes? No, sir, I'm not going to be able to do that. 2 minutes. No, sir, I'm not going to be able to do it. All right, I guess I got to do it myself. And then lunges at this fucking dude.
Yep.
And immediately gets tackled by 5 fucking corrections officers, gets dragged away in handcuffs. They ended up letting him go, but let him go.
I just need to crack
let
this shit.
Let him go. Yeah. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, if we're being honest, I just really need about like 20 to 30 seconds if we've been real. Like, right. The other shit was going to be lanyap.
Lanyap. Like, 10 it's minutes. All lanyap.
9 minutes and 30 seconds of that was going to be all torture.
Yeah.
The 30 second beating was going to be what got it.
The nail in the coffin.
Yeah. I just got to crack your shit.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You got like just over a loudspeaker. You got 30 seconds left. Sorry, bro. Got to finish the job now. And just thought Bane on Batman's head. Crack, 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 crack. Like, man. But yeah, that video pissed me off mostly just because I'm like, just let the man go. Like, you literally just gave this dude however many decades in prison. What's a quick ass whooping?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like a pregame.
It's not gonna be his first one going to prison.
What? That's what I'm saying. It's like a pregame for what he's about to go into.
You know what I mean?
They gonna give it to you. Might as well let me get my shit off.
Yeah, I ain't even got a shit. So you think?
So you think? Stab, stab, stab. Mm-hmm. Stupid ass looking little boy. All right, fuck it. I ain't even gonna look up nothing. Let's just jump right into it. quiet on set.
Boo this man! No! Boo this!
Ruining childhoods left and right.
Facts.
So if you don't know, Quiet on Set is a documentary that's currently airing, or it's done now.
Yeah.
On HBO and Discovery.
The ID channel.
ID, and I think I saw it on fucking Hulu. Like, they were like, we're getting all of this out there one way or the other.
It needs to be everywhere.
And it is basically former child stars of Nickelodeon coming forward and telling their story of what happened during the 90s, early 2000, mid 2000 era of Nickelodeon TV shows, specifically Dan Schneider Nickelodeon TV shows.
Yes.
And Joe said that they were all pussies. Talk about that.
Come on, bro. Like, you
said they should quit.
Mm.
They said they could have avoided all of this shit if they would have just quit.
You problematic. Son of a bitch.
Look at me. Look at society.
Yeah, look down the barrel of society and go, you should have just said yes, and then it's not rape. I'm not proud of that one.
Right, like, why would you? And I'm my stupid ass sitting here, like, staring down a barrel. It's like, yeah, wait, what? No, we was in the house. It was on the TV. I'm just like, yo, they're fucking stupid. Why didn't they just quit? And these, three of y'all sat here and argued with me.
Because you were wrong.
But failed to tell me that they had already been sued. And T didn't tell me until last night on the game that, like, the kids themselves couldn't quit. The parents had to quit for them. I didn't know the shit worked
like
that. There's
also, like, you're thinking about it from a Joe perspective. And I'm not saying you're wrong, because one of the things about, I'd say the three of us, is we're strong-minded individuals.
Uh-huh.
So if we ever end up in a situation where we feel like we're being mistreated, baseline, we're being mistreated, we're addressing it immediately.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, I'm not standing for this.
Right.
You fail to remember that there are people out there that don't have that.
No. I get that.
Well, I'm just basing it off of your comments the other day while we were watching it. I know you like to be a button pusher sometimes, but
no, you're sitting up there like acting like, what was that friend that one time that says, like, no woman gets raped or some shit like that? Like, because they could just fight the dude off.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I wasn't.
We did have a friend that said,
Jesus Christ.
Women can't be raped because they can fight. And I was like, sir?
I'm not saying this.
Like, literally, like, Nicole hears him saying that shit, and she's like, if he ever steps foot in my fucking house again. And then later on, he was like, bro, I was fucking around. I'm like, I ain't the one you got to explain it to, bro.
No, I wasn't saying it like that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, like, you could fight the person off, whatever, like that. Like, what I'm saying is, at the end of the day, like, if they don't kill you, you could have quit and not dealt with it no more. Go tell somebody. And I understand, like, look, not every parent is going to believe their kid, because some of them think it's bullshit.
Not every parent is going to believe their kid, but also not every parent is built like that. Like, I assume you didn't watch it.
No.
Just saw clips when you walked in.
I heard a lot of it last night. Me and T was playing a game, and I was, like, listening through the headset, and I was like, what the fuck?
Well, like, one woman, for example, she talks about her daughter who ended up being an extra on Amanda's show. And she said that long story short, her daughter gets sent a naked picture of a, she's like 13, 12, something like that. She gets sent a naked picture by a grown PA. And her response to that was, I don't know what to do here. Do I call the police? But I don't want to call the police because then they're going to think I'm a bad parent. And it's like, that to me just told me everything I need to know. You're weak. Like, Because in my head, my first thought is, I'm calling the cops and I'm letting them know, hopefully you get to them before I do.
Yeah, I'm on my way to beat y'all.
Yeah, like that's how that's going to go. Like, I'm going to go about this the right way, but I'm just letting you know, once I hang up this phone, I'm heading to him.
Right.
Absolutely.
So if you don't take me serious, at least get there and you better stop me from whooping their ass.
At least go arrest them, or you can pick them up off the ground. One of two. And, oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah, I am.
Go down. But then, like, the one parent that I did understand, go lay down. It's just a wall. The one parent that I did understand, they had the black kid from all that. I forget the dude's name. That's why I'm calling him black kid. But in my defense, he
which
did
black kid.
The man.
Didn't he call himself the token black dude?
She called herself the token black girl.
Oh yeah.
But the black gentleman.
See, that look, played Wood Park.
He was one of the guys on all that.
But which one? There was
no, I'm talking about the second generation. Sorry. Second generation.
So the dude that played the fetus.
Yes.
Gotcha.
He wasn't touched, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
He was just treated differently.
Mistreated.
Clearly because he was black.
Yeah.
Is that was the one they said they got him to play like a drug dealer or some shit?
Yes.
In a sense.
Like
yes.
Yeah.
So you also got to understand, like, a lot of the stuff that does get called out, and please don't fucking come at me for this. A lot of stuff me and Turtle discussed while we were watching it was like, by itself, it's a stretch.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a reach.
Where you're like, oh, he's a drug dealer. And you're like, is he? It's everything combined that you're right. Like, okay, this is problematic. Like,
right.
Now seeing the totality of it, it's like he's the black kid that's possibly playing like a joking version of a drug dealer, and he's the rapper, the rapping fetus, and like you know what I'm saying? Like stereotypical black roles and like, you know, stuff like that. So that's when you can kind of start looking at it and being like, okay, like the totality of it, you're like, yeah, this is fucked up. But
I guess.
It was his mom that was like, I didn't want to be like the squeaky wheel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to be the one that like kept raising her hand every time something got done. And now my son, because, you know, at any moment they could pick their heads up and just be like, all right, look, we don't feel like dealing with this. Like, y'all are fired. You know what I mean? And she didn't want to be the one to ruin her son's career.
Right.
That I could understand. But if at any point you find out your kid's getting touched or diddled or like the thing with Drake's dad where it was like he was just being overly affectionate. At some point, I'm going to hey, can you stop touching my fucking kid, please?
Right.
Like, you just got to be direct usually one time. And we're done here.
Oh, yeah. Because now you know I'm watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then immediately they started trying to do the isolation bit where they tried to get Drake away from his dad and both. No. Mm-mm. No. Son, you can hate me.
Yep.
I'll deal with it. I hate that you hate me. I wish we could. I'm looking out for you, bro.
Yep. When it comes out that this guy's over here finger popping your cast members' assholes, you're going to be glad I pulled you away from that shit.
You know what I'm saying? What were your thoughts on it, T, since you watched the whole thing?
Honestly, it was like, like you were just saying, at the beginning of it, I was kind of like, all right, I mean, it was kind of like watching that complaining actor's TikTok. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was
Bro,
why are you complaining?
Right.
And then they started bringing up stuff with like the female writers and how they made them split salary.
Split one salary.
One writer's salary, they made two women split. I was like, all right, that's a little, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah. Then,
like, betting them to, he made one of them, not made, but, like, he was like, I bet you can't eat 3 pints of ice cream in 30 minutes. She eats her 3 pints of ice cream.
He never comes do it for $300.
$300, yeah. He never comes up with the money. So she just, like, you know, plays it to the left like maybe he forgot. he places another little bed in the office, and she kind of makes a comment going, oh, I'll do it and just add it to your tab. And he pulls her in the office and just like goes off on her. Don't you ever make it seem like I don't make it good on my bets in front of the entire, you know, whatever workplace. You know, just kind of really mistreating him. And then he goes on to like the jokes that he wanted him to write, like the subtleties behind certain shit, like how you were saying.
Right.
We never caught Penelope Tank.
Yeah.
Our entire fucking childhood, you know, because of the way he passed it off. You know what I'm saying? And when they questioned him about it, like, you know, does this mean something, you know, sexual or
like, no, it's
part
tainted.
Of the human anatomy? He said, yeah, no, it means like the word tainted, like it's, you know, it's bad or whatever. So, you know, he was able to get that off. Meanwhile, he was in the office joking like, ah, no, it's the gooch. Like,
and then it was the dicks on your boy's nose, man. It was
that one was a reach to me, too.
Yeah, of course. It was all a reach because I can remember being a kid, not necessarily like those skits in particular.
What he should have been worried about was that he was the black kid playing nose boy. That, yes. I'd have been offended.
They didn't mention that, did they?
He didn't. He was more worried about the shit on his shoulder looking like a dick and balls. Like, I was like, bro, if anything, I'm offended you put these two black noses.
Because that was where my brain went. I'm like, you're going to call a black kid nose boy?
Right. I was like, yo, that's racist.
And then they just never brought it up.
He never said nothing about it. Never said nothing about it. He was more worried about the sexuality. I'm wearing spandex. Like, fucking put some shorts on, dog.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That, see, and it makes it seem like I'm trying to invalidate the problems that they had.
No,
I'm invalidating his problem. You know what I'm saying? I feel like some of these, the people that...
You didn't go to the top shelf.
Right. Like, I feel like some of the people they threw in there was kind of like fluffer for the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could have easily told Drake Bell's story, Amanda Bynes' story, and the two producer dudes told about that, and it that would have been enough.
Yeah.
Like, the extra additives about the... It's good. It's good to know. Not good to know, but, like, we needed to know about the mistreatment of the podcast.
Yeah.
100%. Like, nobody wants to be known as the token black person. But we knew about that in Hollywood already.
Already.
It's not just Nickelodeon, you know what I'm saying? So we knew that part. It's cool that y'all came out about it and talked about the mistreatment. It definitely needed to be shed in the light. And I appreciate y'all sharing y'all stories. But some of the stuff I felt like they added just to be like, compile, like, this was all Dan Schneider. Don't forget.
Yeah.
He was also a racist.
You
could have just told us about him being a pedophile, and we'd have been like,
We were already on board.
We were there. We were like, fuck this guy. Like, yeah. So, I mean, like, overall, glad they told their story. Some of the stuff, like I said, I felt like they were reaching, but the light that was brought to the certain people was like a crazy thing that Nickelodeon was able to keep this under wraps. Like, the dude who basically said in his journal, yeah, I'm a pedophile.
100%.
I love this shit.
Like, 100% a pedophile.
What?
Yeah.
And you letting him produce kids' shows? Like, the fuck?
Oh, because it slipped through the cracks of the background checks. That's not a good excuse.
And so, I had no idea that was Josh Peck's dad. Like, I thought they were related because of the last name. No clue Brian Peck was Josh Peck's dad.
Brian Peck, wait, like in real life?
That's his dad?
No, they're not related at
all. They're not related.
Oh, no relation at all.
Oh, okay.
They specified that a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
I was missing
the phone. Yeah, no.
Okay, maybe no, I heard no it relation. Wrong in the documentary.
Yeah, no relation at all.
Thank God. Jesus Christ.
No, fuck.
I can only imagine.
That would have been a very awkward set.
Sorry to tell you, bro, but your dad's been diddling me. What?
Now we gotta do this show together. Now we have to do this show together.
Whole time I'm just looking at you, trying not to cry.
So maybe
we're not laughing at anybody's trauma.
At
it's
all.
Just
circumstances.
Scenarios. Sorry.
Bitch. I don't know. Some of that shit I was hearing on the mic last night. It was just like while we was playing a game, I was just like, yo, what the fuck? And I was just laughing my ass off. I ain't gonna lie, cause like your boy was like, apparently he went like told somebody about what's happening at his friend's house.
like with his dad and stuff like that. And he was like, well, I don't want to stop going over by my friend's house because now it looks suspicious. So what do you know? He was like, here come next week. It was like right back to such and such's house. Yeah, and I'm just but maybe y'all could answer to this question. So did Nickelodeon like pay like the media to keep it under wraps, or did it like put it in like the settlement of the lawsuit?
So
for the people themselves to keep it under wraps.
For Drake Bell,
he was a minor.
He was a minor, so it couldn't be known. Like they have to be known as John Doe if it's a minor.
Yeah, it was sealed court documents.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Any type of minor situation, it's sealed court documents.
So we didn't technically. I didn't know, but like, because I was too young to like really grasp anything like newsworthy. Right. That was going on when it all happened.
Yeah.
But, like, now there's people that grew up or lived through the 90s, heard about this guy that was a regular on a few Nickelodeon shows, got arrested for molesting one of the cast members, and it's always been speculation. Now we're just finding out. It's fucking Drake Bell.
Yeah.
And, like,
there was literally a dude who was a director on one of the shows. And he was like, yeah, I heard about it as a kid, but he was like, it wasn't on one of our shows, huh? Nickelodeon? And they were like, yeah. And he was like, who? And then Drake Bell walks in for his interview. And that's when you find out all this time, all of that news headlines, it was about
Drake. 20 plus years, nobody's ever known fucking Drake from Drake and Josh.
Dog, in the story or have your fucking stomach in?
Bro, whoever like
knots, dog.
Bro, I'm watching that fucking episode, and like, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just watching the whole time. I'm like, Drake, like,
right.
I just want to hug this man now. Like, right. All of that shit that man went through, and now he's just right. Like, and then he had to do Drake and Josh. Like, all of this happened before Drake and Josh.
Yep, before then he to do the show. Became the famous kid.
Yeah, and then now he's. Like, going through life and, like, all this horrible shit's happening. He did some fucked up shit, too.
Yeah.
Do your research before you, like, completely... Because, like, that's what kept fucking driving me nuts, too. This man is pouring his fucking soul out. And he didn't have to. Right. He could have just went the rest of his life and nobody knew that he was the kid that got diddled on fucking TV.
Right.
And he comes out and says it. They post articles about it, and all you see are people in the comments like, well, that doesn't excuse what he did with his molestation case. And it's like, it didn't happen like that, bro. Like,
right.
He pled guilty. He came out and said that he pled guilty because he was like, I was just trying to get it over with, which sounds like an excuse, but you can go back and read like the court transcripts and shit, which I've read some of, and they had no physical evidence.
No.
And by his word, the only thing that we have to go off of is he said, I didn't know her age. We texted back and forth. I have a friend that went through something very similar.
Same.
Found out how old she was, cut it off.
Yep. Yep.
But she still did something technically illegal.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's what he went to trial for.
Hence the deletion of my photo bucket.
You know?
Because even though... I don't know if y'all knew that, but even though those chicks that I had on the photo bucket are now of age, then they weren't. Mm-hmm. So that's technically still considered.
Absolutely. So
delete the whole thing.
Just take your computer, throw it off the side.
I am no longer 16. Delete.
Delete the Firefox, bro.
Delete the Firefox.
But yeah, man, so like I'm just sitting there watching this shit and it's just, fuck, man. But like to the point that you were also making, just to like add on to that, but it's just like the other thing too is you got to remember, like with the two women, that was the other thing that got brought up, like the two women that had to split the salary. No other men had to do that.
Nope.
Only the two women in the office had to split one salary. They were making no money.
Being mistreated.
And like the whole thing where he was just like, come rub my shoulder. And like, to your point where you were like, just quit. There also goes into, this is their...
My big break.
This is my... This is my passion.
Right.
This is what I want to do with the rest of my life. I finally got it. And then, like they say, they start chalking it up where it's like, I got to go give them a fucking massage.
Right.
And then it was like, Now, if I quit, this is Dan fucking Schneider. He can make it to where I can never work in this industry ever again. And this is the only industry I want to work in.
Yeah. Now you blackballed.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, look, we had a nowhere near a similar situation, but we were in a shitty situation kind of with Flame Spitter.
Yeah.
But he was given a studio time. You know what I'm saying? It was some place to go to record our shit, get our shit off. But and we were dealing with all kinds of extra shit for no reason. You know what I'm saying? But we were willing to go through it until it was too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, ultimately
what happened with them,
but on a higher scale.
Yeah, yeah. That's when they were, like, the woman finally, she's like, I can't do this anymore. Right. Like, and then she was like, I forgot exactly, but she worded it so well where she was just like, I can't just keep going like this. And then she's like, quit, and I'm suing.
Yep.
Workplace harassment, you know, all of this other shit that she added on to it and all of that. Because you could say, just quit if you don't want to work here. But then at the same time, no, you have to provide a workable environment. That is your job as a boss.
Yeah.
Is to provide an environment, a safe environment to work in. Other than that, I could sue the shit out you for having a toxic workplace. You know what I'm saying? But, bro, if you just want to fuck up a Sunday, man, go go watch that goddamn documentary and just ruin your shot.
Like, it is 4 hours of the most stomach-curdling shit you'll ever watch in your life. Like, the first episode is pretty bearable, but by the time you get to episode two, you want to go scream Black Lives Matter, Me Too.
I'll kill a child molester.
All of that shit.
I was listening to that shit last night while you had it on you had it over the mic, and I was just like, your boy Drake's manager, bro's out here breaking up families, you hear me?
Oh, bro. Brian Peck?
Yeah. Bro was out here breaking up families. He started beef between, like, him and his dad and his wife. Like,
dialogue coach.
He was just a dialogue coach.
Wasn't even a manager.
So it was crazy that he had that much sway in that kid's life.
Yeah, you know he broke up his whole family. He was like, he pretty much sent his parents to, like, a second divorce. I was like, damn.
Bro, I mean, dude was fucking, like... But that's part of the pedophile, like, what do they call that? The MO.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is the kid. All right, so now you got to separate them.
Yep.
So all the parties
you gotta
were at his
house. You
got to
make them feel like they need you.
Yep. All the parties were at his house. Every time he was on set, he was fucking there.
Yep.
Helping him out and da-da-da. And then once his dad became a problem... Every time dad was away, he was looking at, you know, your dad's stealing money from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's ruining your career. You know, he's blah, 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 blah. And then he would go to the ex-wife just like, yeah, you know, your ex-husband's doing this and doing it. So now everybody's turning against you and want you the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's like, you know, now got him right where I want him.
Yep.
So.
The fact he was able to get that shit off, like, how about y'all just like.
That's talk, what they all do.
Like, how about y'all just talk to each other? Like, hey, are you doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, that's too easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Too easy. But it's like, yo, like, no, but for, like, he's telling me this, like, he's telling moms this, like, what's going on? He was just be like, yo, nigga lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, check my bank accounts. Like, I'm not hiding any money. Like, just, and then you play a double agent. You just, like, run that shit back on him.
Yep.
It's like one of those TV shows I'd be watching to be pissing me off. It's like, bro, you just believe, like, what that clearly jealous-ass motherfucker is telling you. Now you're going to treat Buddy all differently instead of going to talk to him.
Like, nigga, it's y'all working in Hollywood, and this nigga is driving to San Diego to see you play gigs.
For no reason.
You're not even famous Drake Bell yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You still playing small clubs. That's art, red flag.
Like, why are you here?
Like, at a certain point, that's when you're supposed to be like, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah. Like, doing, I appreciate your support, but like,
stop it.
Why are you here?
But that's how they frame it.
Yeah.
They're just like, whoa, I'm just trying to support you.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry I was supporting your dreams.
Show support no more.
Yeah. You know, and like gaslighting like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And then now you feel bad. You're like, oh, fuck. Sorry. Like, it was just a little weird, bro. Well, I wasn't trying to be weird, man. I'm just trying to support you in your dreams. Just trying to support your dreams, maybe suck a little dick on. Why are you being weird? You're so weird about it.
Just trying to hold your balls while you pee.
Right.
Get a little. Yeah, man. All right, that's all for the day. We know why y'all came here. Y'all wanted to talk about that shit.
Making appropriate jokes about fucking victims, whatever.
Jesus, Scott, you had to call it out. You could have just let it go.
Nah, I was going hard as fuck though. Like when I first like was hearing the show and shit like that, and seeing people like post about it, I was like, bro, they could have just quit. Like, I did wake up that morning and choose violence. It was one of those days. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, bro, I'm so sick of this shit already. Because all I saw is I'm scrolling. I'm just like, yo, like, come off it, bro. And then I came out here and it was on the TV. I was like, bro, just fucking quit. Like, quit or suck the dick.
Why are you
like,
bitching about it 30 years later?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting paid millions. Suck the dick, bro.
They
like,
were not
I know,
paid
I know
millions.
What I'm saying. But like, look, you're famous. You're getting paid. Suck the dick or quit. But yeah, I woke up and chose violence that day. But I also didn't know they had already sued them and like they couldn't quit on their own, just like you know how we can. But you know.
So Kendrick dissed Drake and J. Cole
again.
And J. Cole
again.
I didn't know he dissed Drake Cole, J. Cole before.
I don't know. Yeah. That controls that controls.
No, the control verse. Yeah, but
it wasn't a diss. It was just like, I'm better than y'all. Do something about it.
I love y'all, but I'm trying to murder y'all. Yeah. You know what I mean? What were your thoughts on it as a rapper, Turtle?
It was a clean shot.
Yeah.
Clean shot.
I saw somebody leave a comment where they were like, there go Kendrick again, leaving another vague ass diss. And I was like, that was not vague.
Yeah, that was a clean shot. That was a clean shot. Give him the bars.
Let me. You listen to First Person Shooter, huh? J. Cole and Drake.
The song that fucking Scott plays every time before we do the goddamn podcast.
No, that is.
Because after person, all this. No, it's First Person
I'm still
Shooter. When they J. Cole got the, you know, me and Drake is the Spider-Man meme.
Oh, when Jake throws the basketball around the world,
around the world,
yeah.
Bro, because he
turns
the
into a wolf for no fucking reason.
For all the dogs,
you know.
Yeah,
that's not a dog. That's a wolf.
Which is a dog?
No,
it is.
No,
it's a part of the dog.
It's a canine.
Family.
That's a canine.
I'll throw my fucking phone at you.
Dogs and canines. Dogs are a canine. Yeah, it's part of the category.
Yeah. Just like
wolves
cats.
Wolves are not dogs.
Just like cats.
Dogs are domesticated
animals.
Cats
are a part of a canine family.
Unless they're wild on the street.
Anyway.
They're wild dogs.
Shut up.
So, he said, fuck sneak dissing, first person shooter. I hope they come with 3 switches. Oops. he said, think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big 3. It's just big me. Bum what? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Prince outlived Mike Jack. For all, bum for all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these 9s. He gonna see Pet Cemetery.
Don DeMarco.
Fuck it, I'm a remix.
Run it back.
Let me hit that water.
He said Prince outlived Mike Jack. Yeah. So first things first, thoughts on the bars.
I think it was because he didn't invite Kendrick on tour.
On a It's All a Blur tour?
Yeah.
So, who tour was it?
Because you know they calling it the Go Tour.
Who tour was it?
That's Drake and Drake,
Drake
and
J. Cole. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck them niggas. I do it.
Well, like, if I was J. Cole, I'd feel played just because it's like, bro, like.
Damn, Doc.
I said you was a great. And he was like, no, it ain't no three of us. It's me. It's just me.
I'm King Dot.
Ain't no big three, it's big me.
Bro, yeah, when I heard that shit, like, if I was J. Cole and I heard that shit, my ears would have popped. I'm like, oh, fuck. I fucked up.
You think, so that's the other one that's going on the internet right now. I'm flipping through comments, and by all means, I do think it's the big three. You mm-hmm. got Drake, Cole, and Kendrick. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in that order. Mm-hmm. And there were people in the comments that were like, you just woke up a beast. Cole about to eat Kendrick alive. I'm like, so slow down. Right. So slow down. But lyrically, I think Cole maybe keep up. Yeah, could hang with Kendrick. Hang.
Y'all don't think? Sure. Y'all don't think like if it was like a diss war? Y'all don't think J. Cole would win?
I don't think J. Cole would win.
Win? Lose? Absolutely not.
Now the only way J. Cole will win is if Kendrick went off on one of his poetic tangents for one of the songs.
Right, right.
Like, if they went back and forth, like, heater, 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 poetic shit, it might fuck it up.
Right, right.
There's, you know, moments
that, because, you know, Kendrick at times gets too woke for society.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what gives J. Cole the leg up. Because Cole makes better music.
You don't know get it twisted. Saying?
Like, Kendrick, he's got the Grammys.
He's got the bars.
Only because the way that the Grammys judge music.
Yeah.
Cole will never fit the Grammy mold unless he goes back to his old shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which he'll never do. He's now at the time where he's got the momentum, he's got the fan base.
He don't care.
He can make
no more
the music what he wants.
Yeah.
Same with Kendrick. But his is to the point of it's not even going to hit the mainstream.
It's artistic.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? J. Cole is still managing to be mainstream with a new style, and it's hitting the market and going crazy. Kendrick is hit or miss.
To me,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he'll have maybe like four or five.
To me, there's
where
moments
Cole has an album.
Yeah, there's moments Kendrick, like Kendrick, will always give you a dope verse. There is never a time I've heard a Kendrick verse and was like, damn, man. Like,
no,
I've never heard a bad Kendrick verse
ever.
But there are moments Kendrick gets, for lack of a better word, in the pocket, and he is unfuckwittable.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think that's where it's the roll of the dice.
Yeah.
Like, if Cole responds with, like, a middle child-esque, like, attack on Dot, and then Kendrick responds, it's a roll of the dice. Like, are we going to get just a dope Dot verse that'll have us debating?
Right.
Or is Dot just going to end up in that pocket and just scorched earth?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is me personally, in my opinion. I think if it became a diss war, like, I think J. Cole would put a hurting on him.
That's hard.
Like you said, I feel like it'd be like this, but, like, the end result would be this, and that'll be J. Cole right here.
And
That's my opinion.
No. Before you freak out when I say this, that was like to me with the Drake versus Meek Mill situation, where it was like people knew Meek could outbar Drake.
Yeah.
But we just didn't get that.
No.
And it was like back to back was more catchy, more fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, had better bars.
Yeah. I knew Meek couldn't win that just because of that one fucking meme that, like, tore the internet up, and it was, like, one of the most, like, accurate shit ever. It was, like, Meek Mill to Nicki Minaj. He was that where my hug at ass nigga. And I thought that was the most accurate shit in the world, and I was like, there's no way Meek is going to win this.
And then Drake followed with the bar. Is that a world tour or your girl tour?
We could not win.
But yes. That's like, I remember the Meek and Drake situation happened, and then, like, I don't remember, like, the timeline necessarily. I know it was after Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem get into that little tiff.
Uh-huh.
He drops
Rap Devil.
Well, it was Kamikaze. Then right. He drops Rap Devil as the official diss track.
Yeah.
Then we got Killshot, and people were like, oh, Machine Gun dusted Eminem. And I was like, Drake got you sassy savages fucked up on what a diss track is supposed to sound like. Yeah. Like, M killed him. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But to this day, there are still people that say Machine Gun washed Eminem because Rap Devil was more catchy. So, I don't know. I don't know how this could go. If Cole and Drake even give it the time of day.
Yeah, yeah, no. Cole might just brush that shit off and be like, ah, he's doing that
control. I'm going to go hoop again.
Yeah. But like, they had a poll. They had a poll on YouTube today, and it was like, this was before I even knew about the diss track, but somebody was like, how would you like to see this play out with the big three? All three of them collaborate and either do an album or just a song together, or all three of them start dissing each other. And I was like, I would love to hear a song with all three of them on there. And I clicked it, and I was the minority. Everybody was like, I want to hear them diss each other. And then people in the comments was like, I'm petty. Let them fight.
Yep. I want the chaos. Because I'm trying to hear these bars, son. Like, I don't want none of this peace and harmony shit. No. I go about peace and harmony enough myself. No, I want to hear, like, y'all bar each other to death. Drake, you stay out of it.
Hey, come on, man.
Drake, you stay
Stop
out of it.
It.
Fuck you.
Stop
no,
it.
No, because it's big three shit in my head. Maybe I'm biased, but it's bullshit to
you
me.
Is. You is. Because,
like, when I think about like that, like I just think about Kendrick and J. Cole side by side. I don't put Drake in there. No.
Because I think you're just thinking strictly bars.
No.
I think you are. Because Drake makes
No, I'm talking about quality music and everything. Again, I could just be being biased.
You are.
Yeah. But I don't. No.
No?
No. Get a little feature or something, but fuck that name.
You can do the hook. You can do the hook.
Yeah. And you better not sing it, bitch.
It's like J. Cole and Kendrick is standing side by, like, back to back in the pictures.
Uh-huh.
And then Drake is that nigga in the background, like.
Photobomb?
Yeah. 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 I accept that.
Go back to Know Your Row Avenue, Jabroni Drive.
Again, a biased thing, but like just like quality of music, like when I hear J. Cole and I hear Kendrick, it's not the same vibe I get from Drake music.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But that's why I said like them two side by side and Drake is photobombing.
That's why I kind of wish we would have got that Black Friday album.
I don't know the world. Like
speaking of Black Friday, everybody always knows that's the reason why Kendrick's song is first. Because
what do you mean?
You would fast forward through J. Cole's song to hear Kendrick's song.
Hey, out of those two, I prefer Kendrick.
Kendrick killed that shit.
What?
That bitch apart.
The whole industry been in shambles.
Everybody from Gazy, I'm just changing the channel.
God,
Lamar,
damn.
The people mad of analysts.
Oof. I like my raps extra prolific. Omari Hardwick, 50 Cent robbed me alive on Power?
Yeah.
Explain.
He was only getting paid like... The example they used is Angela Bassett, which we all know female actors typically get less than majority of male lead roles. Somebody like Angela Bassett... higher on that scale would still probably make less than like a Robert Downey Jr. So, Angela Bassett makes $250,000 a week shooting that show 9/11 that's on TV. When Omari was on Power, he was only getting paid $150,000 a week. As the lead role and probably the only show keeping stars alive at the time.
Correct.
And he just felt robbed. Felt like he wasn't getting his just due, which leads people to believe that that's why Power ended early, because he was trying to find an exit.
Power ended early?
Yeah.
Didn't it run for 7 seasons?
supposed to go 10.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about that?
I kind of agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the only reason people are tuning in to Stars. You know what I'm saying? I got people literally revamp the network type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he has leverage.
There's four.
He didn't at first, but he definitely did by the end.
There's three different shows that have stemmed from the one that I was playing the lead on. You know what I'm saying? These stories don't exist without me playing this lead role.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of a spit in the face. Like, maybe starting off.
Correct.
$50,000 a week. But by season four, that hasn't gone up by at least 75,000.
Yeah, now we got to renegotiate Playboy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to be talking.
I got
to
see the numbers.
Because, like, at a certain point, it's like, I'm not the problem here. I'm not coming to you complaining about something that I don't deserve.
Right. I quit. Show ends.
Right.
Yeah.
Type shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who you going to do the story about somebody else taking my role? Like, nah, nigga, that's another show.
And I will say, just power alone, amazing show.
Absolutely.
Was Omari Hardwick the only reason that I watched it? No.
No.
But he played the fuck out of that role.
Who was that? Was
it Ghost.
Light-skinned dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the dude from Gridiron Gang.
88!
I'm 88. I'm 88.
That's all I think about when I think about fucking Grit Out of Game. He's just beating the shit out of that dude. 88.
Oh shit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how all that works. Like, I can't speak on it too much because, like you said, he's getting $150,000 a week and he feels like he's getting robbed. I'm like, he was making what?
Right.
But in comparison to what maybe everybody else on the show was getting, or like, I don't know what.
Well,
the...
and that's the thing though, he was the highest paid male actor on the show, so everybody else had to be getting fucking chump change.
I'm also curious because in the guy
like the union bitch,
and the guy Curtis Jackson,
there is
book,
a union, there's an actors union.
Was that a part of it? That's another thing.
I don't know.
In the guy Curtis Jackson's book, he says that when he was writing Power, he wrote it with Omari Hardwick in mind.
Uh-huh.
But he says when they did the screen testing with Stars, Omari like blew it, mm-hmm. like blew the actual audition. Mm-hmm. And then he said 50 called him the next day and was just like, yo, they're saying you might not be that guy. And he was like, oh, whatever, man, like, they want somebody else, tell them to get somebody else. And he was like, you just going to let this opportunity walk by you? Like, this, what else you got going on?
Right.
He said it just like that. And knowing 50, he probably did. Like, you ain't got shit else going on? Like, to pass up, like, let an opportunity like this pass you by? Like, I convinced him to do another audition. Come in and do that shit like you want this.
Right.
And then he said that's when he came in and became Ghost.
Right.
Knowing 50, he probably held that over him. And absolutely. That's probably why he didn't get paid more, was he was just like, you didn't want to do this to begin with.
Right.
But I did it.
Right.
And now we're going into season 5.
Yeah.
I need some bread. You know what I'm saying? We've won awards. We've got best show how many times a year? Like, come on.
I convinced you to do it, but I'm doing it.
Right.
You can.
And we
do
have
it.
Officially brought life back into a dying network.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they said when they started Power, I don't remember this because I didn't watch from the very beginning. When they started Power, they put them in a dead spot for the network. Like, they say, like, Saturday nights is the worst spot to have your TV show because it's Saturday night, everybody's out. Mm-hmm. Everybody's enjoying life and, you know, nobody's sitting in front of a TV screen on Saturday nights.
Right.
He was like, even with that slot, we were number one.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. See, look, everybody looks like Drake Bell to me now. We love you, man. Come hang out with us, Drake. Come hang out.
What? Bell.
Yeah, either one. Either one. Right. We'll make him go sit in a room.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, it's crazy, bro. I was literally just sitting there just having that thought again about, like, what if one day, like, Drake is on this show? Like, is it going to be him that go back and listen to a couple episodes? I've probably been talking shit about him in the show right before he come on. Like, I do it very often. Or somebody, one of his people, going to go back and do the research and hear me talking shit about him, and he's going to come and check my stupid ass. And then I was literally just having that thought, like, while you was talking.
And then you're just gonna see a whole bunch of turtles. You're just gonna see.
Yep.
Let y'all have it out real quick. Man. And then whoever survives will finish the episode. While he drinks his passion fruit tequila. God damn it. Y'all got anything else?
Is that what that was in that fucking cocktail glass?
Yeah, that's all he be drinking.
Yeah.
That's all he be drinking.
That nigga ain't gonna beat me up, son.
Nah, hey, man. People thought the same thing about Chris Brown. Look what he did to Rihanna.
Put the paws on him.
Y'all better laugh.
Nope.
Y'all better laugh. Don't bleep that shit out. That condone with you women.
No, we don't condone it. It's like, funny when it happens. No, it's not funny. Y'all know I'm about to start my new job. I had to do training today.
For what?
For security. Sure my security job.
That you secure the bag.
They paid you to do that training?
Like, hell no.
Stupid ass thing.
Hell no, they didn't pay me to do that training. Fuck you, Joe. And now it's like, hey, prepare to fight. If you have, bitch, I'm running. What are you talking about? Don't pay me nearly enough.
I get paid for pat downs and escorting.
You heard?
You know what I'm saying?
I get paid other than fight. That, I get paid to run. Because I ain't clock out and you're going to pay me for that time I had to run.
Are you willing to help in case of an emergency? Sure.
No. What sure. kind of emergency? She having a baby? I'll watch. You know what I'm saying? You need extra pair of hands. I'm right here.
Are they shooting?
I'm out.
I won't be there.
Where's Scott? He already on I-10. Before they even had to reload, he was already on the bridge, throwing his shirt out the window. Done. Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick.
What you got?
So, I know you're, like, afraid of, like, roller coasters and stuff like that. But, like, nah, because, like, I've seen these videos before.
Because I'm going on vacation.
No, because I've seen these videos before, but I was watching out. I'm going to ask Scott about this shit. You know the dude that, like, is in control of, like, you know, dropping people from the fucking thing that just drops straight?
Son, I fight him.
He was like, wait, it's showing red. On here, oh, your seatbelt's not buckled in real quick. Let me come around. And he can't run that bitch, and they just drop. Would you pass out?
Sir.
What?
Bro, just listening to you talk about that dude, I almost took a shit out of my dick. I'm so scared. Like, nothing about that sounded... I wouldn't be on that ride to begin with. Like, let's start there.
I know,
I wouldn't even get on that fucking ride. Secondly, I'd get on it again just to unbuckle myself and fuck you up.
Bro, come back on the camera. Got him.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I'm like, oh.
That motherfucker.
Bro, I think he's a genius. That dude deserves a raise.
No, that dude is not a genius. The guy that is a genius is the man that knew to install cameras on that slingshot ride that shows all the women's titties popping out when they get when they hit that certain level.
It's for security purposes.
We got titties and we got DMX talking to his daughter. It's okay, baby. I'm right here. Daddy's right here.
I don't know if he was doing that for her comfort or his.
It is definitely.
Can't growl your way out of this one.
All right, everybody. Well, as always, thank you for your support. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and review on iTunes,
Spotify,
or wherever else you listen to podcasts. And please go to www.thehangoverpod.com. Click the little red microphone in the corner and leave us a voicemail. Tell Joe he's a piece of shit for not going on vacation with his friend
who wanted him to go on vacation with him for once in their decades-long friendship, but he don't want to do it because he don't like his friends.
Oh, like how I've been trying to do with you niggas for like the past 4 years?
Life.
You mean going like...
Life full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. You live, you learn.
Shut your ass up.
Fuck you, San Diego.
Sit your dumb ass down.
Mr. TRTL.
Here, you can find me.
In Joe's Draws.
Sometimes. Because we get our underwear swapped. Just woke up, couple daddies from the club dealing with this hang on.